based on how you buy.
It's the Good Day Weekend program. Doug Steffen here along with the supermarket guru, Phil Limpert, of the Today Show, of the Good Day Show, thesupermarketguru.com. He's the man. He is the man. He is, really. He is the man. When it comes to food sense, being sensible about what you're buying, where you go to buy it, philsfoodsense.org is a website that brings you a preview of the television work that he's doing to explain where food comes from, but he's all about food. I've been on the Today Show for years and years and years. Plenty of other television exposure, books, columns. He is the expert when it comes to food and nutrition, and that's why he's here to help us over the next hour. Your calls at 800-510-8255. We'll have a food quiz. We'll get to the bottom of lots of important information from this past week. We'll meet a couple of very interesting people. The founder of Sunflower Farm Market. I'm looking forward to talking to him, Phil. He's a natural food organic guy. And there is much discussion always, as we know, about the difference between those two, what to look for, good nutrition, and grocery cart makeovers. There's a registered dietitian named Felicia Stoller who will join us later in the program as well. Of course, your comments and questions about food, certainly front and center, 800-510-8255. Somebody asked me, Phil, this week about fish and the differences. We have talked often about farmed fish, the desirability or lack thereof when it comes to watching seafood and what you get. Folks, this happened to be a question from somebody in Colorado where there are a lot of fish farms, apparently. So the difference between wild, is that we talk about game as being wild sometimes. Is fish, could we use that, could we use that that overview, could we use that handle for fish that is basically natural and is taken from its natural habitat? Wild fish, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the two ways that you can grow fish or raise fish is wild or farmed. And actually, if you really want to get into it, the best app, and it's a free app where you can go online, is seafoodwatch.com. And Seafood Watch is part of the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and they'll actually tell you which species is best, whether it be farmed, because there are some farmed fish that are excellent. It really just depends on the quality of the farm.
Yeah, I think that's the question here, whether it's farmed or wild. How do you navigate the choices at the seafood counter? What do people need to know? What's the picture? You know, retailers, distributors are jumping aboard the sustainable seafood boat. Consumers have more information about where the fish is from, and we all know that information is the power. That's how you stay healthy. That's how you know what to get and what to pay for things. The mercury in fish, and if the fish is in place, comes from a place that's overfished, that's a big problem, right?
Correct, and that's what the Seafood Watch app does for people. It really talks about sustainability and farm. For example, you know, I happen to love tilapia. So farmed tilapia in the U.S. is a positive recommendation, but farmed tilapia from China is not. So you really have to go species by species and country of origin by country of origin to really understand what you're getting at the seafood counter.
All right, so what's the difference between, let's say, buying it at the seafood counter or going to a restaurant and ordering some kind of seafood? Is there a different approach? Necessarily, you're not going to look at the label when you go to the restaurant.
No, and to be honest with you, half the time when you ask your server, they have no idea, and they're just going to say whatever, you know,
whatever it takes to get them to sell.
Yeah. So you really got to go to a reputable seafood restaurant and also talk to the chef. Don't just rely on the waiter or waitress to tell you, and don't rely on what's on the menu, because even though they print up on the menu that they might be getting wild farm salmon, for example, doesn't mean that the shipment that came in this week is that. So you really want to check on a continuous basis.
I've just gone on to this website you recommended, seafoodwatch.com. Comment from a lady named Sheila Bowman, who is the outreach manager for them. They are based in Monterey, California. And she says, quote, one of the things that's challenging for consumers is everything is making a claim for sustainability. Everybody's making a claim for sustainability. And so you decide, you can ask the people at the restaurant where the seafood is farmed or caught, but there's Ken just said, I mean, as Phil just said, I got to tell you, they got to come up with something. Okay, yeah, it was, it came from Ethiopia. The guy doesn't know. So there are some restaurants, though, this is a new trend as well, where you can actually look at the food before they cook it. And that happens more often at seafood restaurants, I think, than anybody. There's a place in New York called Gallagher's Steakhouse. You've been there, I'll bet.
Of course.
And then they have the meat all, you know, you walk into the restaurant, and I don't eat meat, but I was fascinated the first time I walked by the place, all the meat's hanging in the window. And you can pick, cook me that.
Right.
And you know, maybe that's a way of doing it. There aren't many restaurants that let you do that, though.
Well, but I'm not sure, to be honest with you, that the average person, that's for show, really has any idea what they're looking at, whether it's the marbling of beef or something. You know, just picking, you know, pointing to a, you know, pink fleshy thing and saying, cook that. You know, I don't know whether the average person is going to know what they're getting and whether or not it's good.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of the Taco Bell thing this week? The big news, many people have heard about this suit that was brought against Taco Bell by some lawyer who says that their food isn't what they say it is. What do you think you're going to get for 50 cents?
Well, exactly, and I think that's the key point. Taco Bell is a very reputable company. It's part of Yum Brands,
right?
The same people that own KFC and so on. And you know, they're very honest, very stand-up people. In fact, they raise a lot of money for underprivileged countries throughout the world and so on. So this is a way for a lawyer to make an extra buck, to get a little fame, and, you know, to cause some harm, if you would. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that we have, that people can say just about whatever they want about a particular brand or a particular restaurant, and the media will pick it up. And frankly, this was a big week in food, and it's going to continue through the through Monday when the 2010 dietary guidelines are released. So a lot of food activity this week.
What do you expect to come, the 2010 dietary recommendations, what do you expect to come out of that?
A big yawn, if nothing else. Just a big yawn, yeah. You know, if you take a look, probably the reason that this week will go down in history, and being very honest about that, as significant in the food world, was first up Michelle Obama's deal, if you would, with Walmart. Where Walmart is saying, okay, 25% less sodium, 10% less added sugars, and really getting a terrific healthy initiative going. Then followed up with the Food Marketing Institute and the Grocery Manufacturers of America announcing their voluntary, and voluntary is the key here, front of package labeling scheme, where a lot of retailers are saying, you know, a little too late after the whole Walmart thing, and also them insinuating that the White House was part of it, and then right after the announcement, the White House coming out and saying, no, you know, we're not part of it. In fact, we're going to be watching it very carefully. And then again on Monday, I think the most important thing to recognize with the 2010 dietary guidelines is this is the way that people communicated 30 and 40 years ago about health and nutrition. We're now in 2011. This is not the way to do it, where the government, you know, has a webinar and they issue this 1,000-page document. You know, nobody really cares. The way Michelle Obama's doing it, the Let's Move program, Jamie Oliver, the way we do it on this program, that's the way to communicate today. And that's one of the reasons that I think that the dietary guidelines are just, you know, going to be a big yawn.
You know, I got a kick out of the Walmart thing, given the fact that, and I say this because I'm not a fan of Walmart, and I don't have to really apologize. I've said this many times in plenty of venues. There are a lot of people who go to Walmart because they say they can't afford to go anywhere else. That's kind of like saying I can't afford anything other than a Taco Bell taco. But at any rate, you know, if that's the way you feel, that's up to you. You have to make up your own mind about things. What I find cynical about the Walmart thing is that the people who run Walmart were so actively opposed to the Obama election, and I don't really understand how the connection, who reached out to whom to have this come to pass. Do you know?
From what I understand, Walmart reached out to the White House.
Really? Isn't that interesting? And so what is this? This helps give Walmart more grease, not that they need it. I mean, they're the number, what, four retailer of food. Aren't they the fourth largest food?
They're number one now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So in that vein, the White House can't ignore it, even though, again, there are a lot of people who make great arguments that Walmart has done a lot to destroy the fabric of our retail world in our country. But the people are shopping there. If they're the number one grocery purveyor, good heavens.
In the world.
In the world. All right.
In the world.
So what is the Obama, what is this, what's the wraparound here in terms of how people are going to be helped by this initiative? And are other companies going to cry foul? Why didn't you come to us? Why are you favoring Walmart? I mean, that's a boost for them and their business.
Well, you know, I think that what they tried to do and what the White House is trying to do is reach the people who don't listen to us, who aren't buying, you know, the nutrition books, and really going to that subset of the population that needs help and probably has a higher incidence of diabetes and heart disease than anyone else. So I think it was very targeted. I think it was very smart. And again, what Walmart is saying is what they're going to do with their power is they're going to force manufacturers, as well as on their own brand, to get healthier. And if anybody can do it, Walmart can. Because we've proven that your traditional supermarket, and again, this front of package labeling scheme is a great example, that traditional supermarkets and manufacturers are just not going to do it.
Yeah, they got to get pushed into it. Coming up, our weekend food trivia question. That'll be in a few minutes. And I'm never going to get away from that, so I might as well stick to it. I'm going to stay Dr. Phil because I'm used to talking about doctors. Phil has become a spokesperson for the American Egg Board, and as such, we have lots of information for those of you who crave eggs. Phil likes to eat them. I have become more of an egg eater since we've been talking about the eggs. 15 cents a piece, for heaven's sakes. How do you do better than that? What else do people need to know about eggs as they start their day, their weekend, et cetera?
Well, keep in mind that breakfast is the most important meal. And a breakfast that contains eggs can help you stay full longer, keeps you energized throughout the day. And eggs are a great source of all-natural, high-quality protein. One egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents a piece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein and deliver a big nutrient bang for the buck. So from America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without ever leaving the kitchen by just visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, the home of the incredible edible egg.
Coming up, our 2020 food quiz. It's 20 after the hour. You're listening to Phil Lempert on the Good Day Weekend program.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Twenty-one after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Phil Lempert.
Thank you. The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Food is the focus here. Phil Leppert, who's the man in our country who has the most food sense. Check out his websites, including supermarketguru.com. That's where most of the information that he comes up with, most of his research shows up one way or the other. Okay, here's our 2020 food quiz. You'll answer the question between now and 20 minutes before the hour, and the answer that is correct will get yourself a food fun bag. I come up with different ways of describing a food package, a food prize package, whatever it is. Phil's got some great things, and he'll pass them along to you. If you know the most popular meal ordered in sit-down restaurants in the United States, what?
Now, does this include fast food restaurants or just all kinds of
sit-down restaurants? I suppose you can sit down at a fast food restaurant? Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Fried chicken. There I go. No, that is the answer to the question.
You gave the answer.
I did. I started with the question and the answer. All right. The answer to the question, folks, is fried chicken. So here's what I'm going to do. The one that's next, I have a list of the top five. Okay. So we can always make something good out of something bad. Always. You know that. As far as food's concerned, Phil, you know, always make something good out of something bad. So a fried chicken is the most popular meal ordered in sit-down restaurants in the United States. What's next in popularity? 800-510-8255. You may be surprised by the answer. Sit-down restaurants, and I don't know whether we take out, for the purposes of this discussion, let's take out fast food restaurants, okay?
Okay.
Fried chicken is number one. What's next in popularity in terms of meals ordered in sit-down restaurants in the United States? And I don't know whether you think I should give suggestions or just let people...
suggestions, because frankly, I was surprised to hear that it's fried chicken.
Fried chicken, yeah. You'd have thought it was
very
hamburger.
Surprised.
I will tell you this. Hamburger is not on the list.
Uh-huh.
It is not anywhere on the top five. Okay? So don't guess hamburger, because it's not on the top list. 800-510-8255, okay? Come up with that answer, you get a swell prize. Meanwhile, we meet Mike Gilliland, who is the founder of Sunflower Farmers Market, a person who is into the world of my kind of supermarket shopping, grocery, consumer goods, the sort of natural and organic market. So, Phil, let's have you have a conversation with Mike and help everybody understand what maybe we need to know as we move further into this locavore movement. Mike, by the way, thanks for joining us, and welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Now, Mike, I don't know if you saw the other night on CNBC Supermarkets, Inc. Did you catch that?
I did not. I know we were filmed as part of it, but I did not see it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I think it raises a lot of questions for people as it relates to natural food. One of the major features of this, and I don't want to call it a documentary because, frankly, I'm not that impressed with the program itself, although I do like Tyler Matheson. I think he's a very good financial reporter. I just think he was out of his league on this one, talking a lot to Whole Foods and, you know, keeping hammering home, you know, the whole paycheck thing and Whole Foods and so on. And I guess what you're doing with Sunflower is really proving that you can have great natural foods and not having to spend your whole paycheck on it.
Right. Yeah, that's specifically our niche. You know, I used to run a company called Wild Oats, so it was eventually sold to Whole Foods and very much competing with the same for the same customer. And, you know, we always thought that there was a niche, you know, for the next, you know, and the next 20 or 30% of people that couldn't afford the kind of supernatural stores. And so that's what we're doing.
But when you look at the products themselves, I mean, you're selling products that are basically identical to it. And is it just the overhead of the store that increases that price, or is it Whole Foods just price gouging?
I don't know if they're gouging. I mean, they're certainly they're certainly adding a different experience. You know, I mean,
wait, hold on a second. Mike's being very tactful. They gouge. you're not going to say it. I'll tell you, they're price gougers. They're predators. They have good products, but they charge way too much money. Excuse me for interrupting. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Well, it's an experience. You know, when you go to Whole Foods, you're typically there for a long time, and you know, it's a food Disneyland. So, so you pay for that experience. But what we're trying to focus on is kind of, you know, working people that don't have time to hang out and have a latte all day long, and that they need to, they get in. We try to get them in and out and give them the basics for a great price, and so they can, I think our customer generally understands the benefits of natural and organic, but, you know, they just don't want to pay the price.
All right, so here's the problem with you is you're not big enough yet. 30 retail stores in Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, and Texas need to have them in Massachusetts or the West Coast, on the left coast, as some say. The motto, Phil, I love, serious food, silly prices. What a great motto.
And I think that, you know, if you take a look at what Mike is doing with Sunflower Farm, and also, even though it's not an all-natural store, if you look at Trader Joe's, for example, we can have good, healthy food at fair prices. We can.
Yeah, right.
You know, these two organizations are proving that.
Trader Joe's is great. All right, so let's get to some of the nitty-gritty here in a moment. We have to pause, if you don't mind, Mike, for a moment. We'll have some info at the bottom of the hour for everybody listening, and then back to a discussion of this Sunflower Farmers Market concept. We'll meet Dr. Felicia Stoller in the next half hour. She's an exercise physiologist and a nutrition consultant as well. Coming up here, Good Day Weekend with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Three after the hour now, as we continue, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Good Day Weekend devoted to your health and well-being. And in this hour, we talk about where to go shopping for the right food, what the right foods are, how they get to you, maybe some of the attitudes that people have going. We're talking about Walmart, Mrs. Obama, and what a coup that is, I guess maybe for both of them earlier on.
And I think now for us too, Doug. I think for the American consumer, this relationship between Michelle Obama and Walmart is going to make some huge differences for everybody in a positive way.
Yeah. I did my problem with Walmart
should,
is how they
– We should get did, Mike. Mike, what do you think of this whole thing?
Yeah, Mike, Mike Gilliland is here. He's the founder and the CEO of Sunflower Farm Markets. They have great food available in 30 different stores around the sort of the mid-central west, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, Texas. I would like to see them expand further into maybe California. What are your plans for expansion, Mike?
Actually, I have a store opening in the Sacramento area in the spring, so we're anticipating 7 to 10 stores kind of in the southwest quadrant, probably half of those being in California for the next year.
Good. Okay, excuse me, Phil, you were asking.
Yeah, so Mike, what do you think about Michelle Obama and Walmart getting together and with this initiative, 25% less sodium, 10% less added sugars, and will this really make a difference?
I think it will. It's certainly a high-profile announcement, and you know, our view has always been in the industry, when you start seeing natural and organic products showing up at Walmart or some of the conventional stores, it's not a bad thing for us. You know, I think it kind of legitimizes what we do, and you know, if you've got people that come in and, you know, pick up an organic apple juice or whatever at Walmart, you know, the next logical question is, where can I get more of this? And we think it helps us. And, you know, anything that's going to raise the profile of organics, we think is a good thing.
And also, we have to congratulate you on the 2010 Entrepreneur of the War, Entrepreneur of Distinction by the Boulder Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you.
Got to be pretty proud of that.
Yep.
Well, it's just a trend. And that's really what we're talking about. We're trying to underscore what the trends are in buying and who is responsible for them. And so we are happy to have you here, Mike. Thank you for joining us. Make sure all of you make yourself aware of what Sunflower Farm Market. Maybe somebody in another part of the country will see this and they'll come up with some other way of doing a different part of the world. But encouraging this sort of thing, supporting this sort of thing, is what will make food better, healthier food available at the right price. Again, their motto, serious food, silly prices. Man, that's a great slogan. I wish I'd have thought of that. Mike, thanks. Good luck to you. Mike Gilliland, the founder and CEO of Sunflower Farm Market. Back to our question here, the trivia food question of the day. I sort of stumbled into giving you the answer to the first part of the question. Fried chicken is the most popular meal ordered in sit-down restaurants. And I think what we're talking about is non-fast food restaurants. So the next most popular meal ordered in a sit-down restaurant is, Gary, you want to fill in the blank? What do you think the answer is?
I guess salad.
Salad, you're suggesting, okay. That is not in the top five at all, but a good guess. Thank you for calling 800-510-8255. Joe, what do you think the answer is?
Steak.
Steak. All right. You are warm, but not 100% correct. I will give you that much of a hint. You're in the right pew, but not the right seat,
prime
if
rib.
You will. Say, no, prime rib. You can't keep going. Once you make a guess, that's it. But, no, it's neither of those two things, but you're getting closer. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Just an example or sort of a suggestion. You have one. We'll get to some of your other calls here. The most popular sit-down meal is fried chicken. What's number two on the list around America? In a moment, we'll meet Felicia Stoller, who is the host of TLC's Honey, We're Killing the Kids. We better fix that. And Phil Limpert helps out with his own, the television show, Food Sense. Look for that on PBS. More information coming up and answers, of course, here on Good Day Weekend with Phil Limpert.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Think about that special someone in your life. Good. Now push them aside and focus on you. Isn't it time you treated yourself to what could be hundreds of dollars in savings on your car insurance by switching to GEICO? Don't you want to join the other 4 million drivers who switched last year? Contact GEICO today for a free rate quote and show yourself how much you care about yourself.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
David Arquette, Lindsay Lohan, Hollywood is known for celebs who excessively drink or take drugs. And that's not all. An American Academy of Pediatrics study shows nearly 90% of 16 to 19-year-olds say they had their first drink soon after turning 11. And 1 million high school students are already frequent binge drinkers and more likely to use drugs, have sex, and do poorly in school. So what's the answer? Pax Prentice, co-founder and director of the world-renowned Passages Malibu Addiction Cure Center, was also an addict for 10 years, who, with the right therapy, survived and thrived. So does rehab work?
Traditional 12-step programs didn't work for me, and they don't work for many people. You must treat the underlying causes in one-on-one therapy. This is what worked for me. I've been clean and sober for 10 years. I was using cocaine, heroin, and alcohol, but I turned my life around, and you can too.
For more on Passages Malibu, to help someone you know or love, call 1-888-520-CURE.
800-510-8255 as we work our way through food sense, intelligent buying of food. Phil gets a number of products every week in his office, and we try to review some of them, and we'll do that as we have time here, some of the new items that are on the market shelves. Meanwhile, we're trying to find the answer to our 2020 food trivia question. If fried chicken is the most popular meal ordered at sit-down restaurants, what's number two? Dan, what do you think the answer is?
I'm going to try pizza.
Pizza. Pizza is not even in the top five. Good guess, though. Thanks for trying, Guy.
One of my favorite foods.
Pizza. Oh, yeah, I love pizza. All right, Guy, what do you think it is?
Yes, sir. I think it is a meatloaf.
Meatloaf. All right, again, you're in the right area, but not the right food itself. Phyllis, thanks for your call. What do you think it is?
I was going to say fish.
Fish. Fish is number five on the list. We're looking for number two. All right. Thank you very much. 800-510-8255. Michael, did you say Earl? Lydia. Hi, Lydia. How are you?
Hi, fine.
What do you think
is it chicken fried steak?
Chicken fried steak is not the right answer. Nope. Thanks for the try. Mary, what do you think it is? Mary.
Mary Lou.
Oh, Mary Lou. Hi, Mary Lou. Yeah, what do you think?
I think it's turkey.
Turkey is number three on the list. Turkey number three. We're looking for number two. All right. Keep trying. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Phil and I meet Dr. Felicia Stoller, who is a registered dietitian. She's an exercise physiologist. She's an expert consultant in nutrition. She has 14 children. Man, is she worried? This woman works. She knows how to work, Phil. Actually, I'm being a little facetious. She's the host of the Learning Channel's Honey, We're Killing the Kids. I don't even know if you have any children of your own, Felicia. Hi, welcome in.
Hey, Bear, good morning. I have two of my own, and I have a stepdaughter as well. So
So you know your way around that whole
thing. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Go ahead, Phil. I want you to go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is, first up, and you know, for me, this was a huge week in food, starting out with Michelle Obama and Walmart announcing their initiative, followed up by FMI and GMA with their voluntary front-of-package labeling, and now in just 48 hours from now, the government's going to release the 2010 dietary guidelines.
Right.
Do you think that we're making headway in eating healthier?
You know what's so interesting? We know so much about how food impacts our health, but yet we're still not making great strides to make change as a nation. That's what's so shocking. You know, they've done studies looking at, well, does the calories on restaurant menus help people to make food choices? And a lot of people don't.
Well,
and
the answer is no. In fact, there was just a study that came out, looked at New York with these calories and stuff like that, and no change.
Right.
No change.
Right.
So to your point, I mean, we know so much information. We know that we're fat. We know that we're eating the wrong stuff. But what is it going to take for us to empower people to make those changes? Or are we just wasting a lot of time, a lot of money? You know, the FMI and GMA is saying that they're going to spend $50 million to get consumers to understand this new front-of-package labeling scheme, which, in my opinion, is flawed to begin with. So
there's been front-of-label packaging by other companies in the past, and, you know, that hasn't really helped either, so I don't know.
That's more confusing than anything else. And
here's the answer, Phil. The answer is they spent $50 million trying to teach you how to look at the labels, but all the big restaurant chains, the fast food chains, spend $500 million telling you why you need to come in and enjoy the taste and the price of the food that everybody eats.
Right, and nobody's really advertising fruits and vegetables either.
Yeah, right, exactly. But when's the last time you saw $100 million spent on broccoli?
Right.
Yeah.
Or produce. I mean, I think what we should spend money doing is teaching people how to cook, actually, and how to choose better ingredients in the supermarket. And I think that's where there's a big deficit, is that people just don't know how to cook. But I definitely think that there are better food choices out there. And I think there are some great functional ingredients out there that, you know, I spend a lot of time not just educating other people, but I, even with my family, when I go to the grocery store, I spend a little bit more time looking at the ingredients in my foods and trying to choose what are more sensible foods. But to answer your question, what's it going to take? People getting a diagnosis of something like high cholesterol, some other form of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, or some wake-up call that all of a sudden that they're overweight or obese.
Well, but I agree that for a certain amount of the population, getting those wake-up calls affects change. But still, there's a lot of people out there with early-onset diabetes, and frankly, you know, they're not changing. They're still eating the same crap, you know, that they always are. I also, Felicia, want to go back to one thing that you said about fruits and vegetables, that, correct, you know, they're wasting a lot of money on these five-a-day programs and so on, but they're not making it sexy. In fact, on Food News Today this past week, we did a report about a new study that came out of the UK that showed that when people ate more vegetables, and this is a bona fide study, two universities did this, when they ate more vegetables, they actually started to look more attractive.
Wow,
now,
that's awesome.
For me, you know, I want to get teenagers who are just so focused on their image and everything else. That's what I would advertise. You know, eat broccoli and look better to the opposite sex. You know, when we talk about advertising fruits and vegetables, we talk about disease. You know, if you eat this, you will not die a painful death. Hey, no teenager is going to be into that.
Right. I agree with you. And
I think what we got to do is
programming on Saturday mornings, you know, all the advertising that runs during kids' programming, mm-hmm. if they made fruits and vegetables a little bit more enticing to kids, I think that they would
make
them
sexier.
Yeah.
You know,
right, here's the idea. I just came up with it. Here's the campaign. Phil, here's the campaign. Okay. We put a picture of Felicia up in prominent places across the country and put the or put before her picture, you put broccoli, a picture of broccoli, carrots, perhaps peas, and other healthy foods, and then you put the equal sign and a picture of Felicia. That's the advertising campaign.
Done.
Is that all right? Does that work?
That's cute. I should send you guys the picture that we were using for promoting my book. My husband came up with cabbages. It was very clever.
There you go. He's on the right track. He's got it.
Yeah,
he knows.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit about making over grocery carts, because that's an easy thing for people to do, as I started to talk about before, because heart disease is the number one killer, and what actually contributes to that is high cholesterol, which we're seeing a lot of even in young children right now. And, you know, the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying it's okay for kids to have statins at a young age, and that's frightening to me. And you know, I come from a family with heart disease and being overweight, and I'm trying to work really hard with my kids and people around me to sort of prevent having to take medication. So what's really wonderful, there are these plant sterols out there which can help people to lower their cholesterol, and plant sterols are found naturally in foods and in vegetables. So making simple switches and changes in certain foods that you're purchasing, like orange juice, like Minute Maid has an orange juice that has plant sterols in it, Krusty's waffles and pancakes and French toast for folks that need something quick and fast, you know, that has plant sterols in it, which can help people to lower their cholesterol. So by eating regular simple foods, you can do something good for your body. I also just bought a brand, a lot of people are familiar with Smart Balance has plant sterols and other stuff in it.
Yeah.
And I just bought a brand new, I'm always buying their products and trying them out on my family. And they have another new milk that just came out that not only had omega-3 in it, but also had plant sterols in it.
Yeah, there's something about Smart Balance that really seems to be smart. Phil, I don't know what you know about them, but this is a little inside. We only have about a minute left here, Felicia. I had my annual physical yesterday. And even though I performed stellarly, the doctor, careful enough to look very deeply, and found a little problem with the microcapillaries in my heart. And he said, get, you know, we do the niacin thing and get Smart Balance stuff and the plant sterols that you're talking about that'll clean all this stuff out, lower the cholesterol. And I have plenty of good cholesterol, but I got also too much bad cholesterol. And those things are all things you can modify. But you have to do a little research. What website do you have that people could go to for more information on your grocery cart makeovers?
Well, you can either go to FeliciaStoller.com or LivingSkinnyAndFatGenes.com. Or you can also, for more information on plant sterols, go to coralize.com. And what's really nice is you can sign up. People can sign up for the Wellness Advisor and get a free magazine sent to them.
All right, great. Felicia Stoller, STOLER.com. Thank you for being here.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Vadini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Grapefruit.
A bathing suit.
Bathing suit.
Chew a little juicy fruit.
Juicy fruit.
Wash away the night.
It's Phil Lempert here with some ideas on what is new and what may be good. He's going to grade a few products that he's seen this week. First, I'll take another stab at our question. We're trying to find a winner. The question we posed a half hour ago is what was the most popular. Well, I kind of goofed. I said fried chicken.
Yeah.
And that was the answer to the question. But then I went on the list. I messed it up. Thank you. I went to the list of the top five items here, and I'm going to take half a dozen more calls, and let's see if we can find the answer to the number two. In other words, the second most popular meal ordered at sit-down restaurants in our country. Sean, what do you think it is?
Is it ribs?
Ribs, not correct. Thanks for the call. Yanni, what do you think it is?
It might be veal.
Veal. All right. We're in the sort of right meat department, but not hitting the nail on the head. Eleanor, what do you think it is? Eleanor's too busy listening to her radio.
Sorry.
You gotta turn your radio down.
Yeah. Pork chops.
Yay. Pork chops, not right. Thank you, though. Teresa, what do you think it is?
Ribs.
Ribs. We've had that guess already. Jim, what do you think?
I was thinking maybe spaghetti, maybe pasta.
Spaghetti is number four on the list. Turkey's number three. Spaghetti's four. Fish is five. Chicken is one. So we got to fill in that one blank.
Just looking for.
Okay, who's next?
Two.
Joan.
I was going to say spaghetti and meatballs.
Spaghetti and meatballs is number four. Turkey's number three. Fish is number five. Fried chicken is number one. Heavenly days, McGee. Are we going to spend? Well, should we do this? Shall I eliminate the pain here or not, Phil? Give the answer. Guess I better
eliminate the pain.
All right. Stacy wants to take a shot at it. All right, go ahead, Stacy. We'll give you the final shot.
Roast beef.
Wow. The last one is the best one. The last one is the right one. Roast beef is the answer. Fried chicken is the most popular. Roast beef is the second. Then turkey. Then spaghetti. Then the mostly fried fishes. Or ordered mostly in sit-down restaurants in the United States. So did you guess at that, or did you know? How did you come up with that?
The truth, I Googled it.
That's okay. That's the way to find things out. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, there's no, yeah, roast beef. It's just, yeah, I have no problem with that whatsoever. That's the way people find out answers to questions today. You guess or you look it up. There's nothing wrong with that. So, Phil, what's she going to get?
Well, get a copy of Food Sense, the PBS special. Get a Canvas Supermarket Guru tote bag. Get a copy of one of my books. And we'll find some kind of cool food that came in this week, and we'll add that to the box as well.
Cool food. All right, ma'am, hold on just a second. We'll get your address, send that along to you. Meanwhile, Phil, speaking of food that came in this week, what have you seen this week that you directly tested that deserves an up or a down vote?
Well, a down vote. Cop and Wrath Mousse Duets Lemon Chiffon Flavor. Now, this is an imported frozen product from Germany. The Germans are great bakers, and this mousse is very tasty. It's about $2 for about a 3-ounce container. There's 2 3-ounce containers in the package. But you take a look at the ingredients. Oh, my God. I haven't seen a list of ingredients like this in years. And one of the ingredients they have is actually called pork gelatin. So they only got a 76. Also from Pineland is a new line of spreadable cheeses. And this is a cheddar cheese horseradish spread that's actually very good. I like the product. The consistency is good. The only problem that I have, and they only got an 81, keep in mind that anything 85 and above is a hit. So far, no hits of the week. But I can actually taste a little of the white vinegar that they've used in the ingredients in this product, and for that reason, only got an 81. And our big hit of the week is Popcorners. And if you remember Kix cereal as a kid, Doug, these are little chips that are, you know, triangular in shape, almost like a nacho chip. And they are kettle corn flavor popped corn chips, and they got an 88.
Wow. All right, a lot of great things come in. Again, to sort of recap the Taco Bell thing, the Taco Bell 33% is meat or whatever it is. Somebody said to me earlier in the, when I was talking about this, some people only have $2 in their pocket, because we've made the point that if you go to the grocery store, buy all these items individually, it's cheaper if you fix them at home. But some people don't have a home, so maybe that's the way Taco Bell, maybe their new advertising campaign should be Taco Bell feeds the homeless.
Nice.
I wasn't being bad. I wasn't trying to be a wise guy. I think that they maybe not the best advertising, but they do. They have a place in the marketplace. No question about that. Phil Lempert, check him out. Foodsense.org, supermarketguru.org. He's the man. 59 Pass. Good day, weekend.